Have you ever noticed that some people just live life day to day with no direction? Good things will happen, bad things will happen, and they'll react accordingly. But overall, the furthest they've planned is their next paycheck. Maybe you live your life like that. There's nothing wrong with that, per se. We're not here to shame anyone. But have you noticed, once in a blue moon, you meet someone who seems to have a vision. You can tell they have a sense for how things should be, or where their lives are heading. And their energy is different. There's a bounce in their step. They seem to smile for no reason, as if they're part of something larger than day-to-day life. I think we're all envious of people like that. People who seem filled with purpose and direction. At the end of the day, isn't that what we all want? Purpose and direction. That's exactly what a vision gives you. So, what is a vision? What does it mean to be guided by one? What effect does it have on your creativity? And how do you discover your vision? Let's talk about it. Welcome to Creative Codex. I am your host, MJ Dorian. This is Creativity Tip number 23. Be driven by a vision. Think about someone you idolize. Someone who you see as a creative icon, or someone who achieved something extraordinary. It could be an artist, a musician, a filmmaker, or anyone creative. Chances are, that person you're thinking of was guided by a vision. You'll know that's the case if you look at their body of work. Does it seem unified in some sense? Do the ideas from one of their artworks, or songs, or movies seem to exist within the same imaginative terrain as the next? That would be a sure sign that their creativity was guided by a vision. For example, think about the films of David Lynch. Blue Velvet, Lost Highway, Mulholland Drive. Each of them feels distinct, but they also feel like they exist under the same vision. Or, how about the works of Hilma af Klint, a Swedish painter from the early 1900s, whose abstract style was so radical for its time that she instructed her family to wait 20 years after her death before sharing them with the public. Not only did af Klint have a vision for a future of art where her work would be included, but she was also driven by a spiritual philosophy that is reflected in all of her work. Or, how about the fashion collections of Alexander McQueen? They number in the dozens, the themes vary endlessly, and yet, there is a distinct sense of unification among them. You could argue it's just the talent of a single artist being conveyed, but when you learn a bit more about the mind behind them, you see that there is a vision. In the case of McQueen, one of the guiding visions of his work was to create clothing for women that didn't romanticize their submissiveness, but rather aggressively empowered them. This is a constant of his work. Now pair that vision with masterful skills, and you have a style. In these three examples, Lynch, af Klint, and McQueen, the guiding vision remains unchanged over many years. But that isn't always true. It can also be something which unifies one's creative work for a specific period of time, a few months or a few years. Picasso's paintings are often grouped into seven distinct periods, each paired with a stylistic ethos. With other artists, the delineations may be less clear, but you can tell some shift has occurred in their vision. For example, if we look at Vincent van Gogh, his first paintings in the first half of the 1880s are dominated by scenes of daily life, farmers, fields, peasants, and a palette of dark brown tones. These coincide with his time living in the Netherlands. But in 1886, Vincent moves to Paris. He's introduced to the Impressionist painters there, and you see his work take on a new life. It becomes filled with light, flowers, and thick textured paint, a method which painters call impasto. Vincent had physically shifted from Netherlands to Paris, and likewise, his vision shifted. This raises an important question. Is there any difference between a vision and a goal? Some of you may be saying, it's obvious, Vincent's goals changed. Well, yes, I agree. After all, goals also orient you in a specific direction. But here is where they differ. Goals are very literal. They are, by their nature, housed in the material world of yes or no, now or later. A vision, on the other hand, is housed in the metaphorical, in the terrain of meaning. To put it another way, a goal is an end to the work. A vision is a guide for the work. The success of any great creative genius relies on both. You set your goals, and you're guided by your vision. Now, sometimes, you may not achieve all of your goals. That's just the nature of doing something ambitious. All dreams are ambitious. Otherwise, they wouldn't be dreams. Everyone faces failures along the way. Though the hidden benefit of uniting your creativity under a vision is that even when you fail, the failure will not sting as much, because you will see it from a higher perspective. It will be in the context of a much larger mission, or a much higher purpose. In essence, you're still failing toward the vision, and the failure is instead a teachable moment. It's a result. You course correct and move on. Some of you may already have a vision, in which case I recommend that you write it out, preferably in prose, so the vision can speak for itself. Anytime I attempt to write something like this out, I discover new facets of it, which were unconscious until that point. There's something in that act of writing freely that can draw things out of you. Now, some of you might be saying, what's the big deal with having a vision? Why can't I just keep on trucking and make whatever art that comes to mind? Sure, you could do that, but you might eventually notice that your ideas feel a bit disorganized, or that you get writer's block often. Because here's the strange thing. A vision has a positive effect on the germination of ideas. When your creative impulses are united by a sense of direction, then inspiration visits you more often. And I know this personally from my own work on various projects throughout the years, one of the most ambitious of which was a music album I created called Catharsis. Before I started production on that album, I'd been working in the film industry as a film music composer for about 10 years. Then, along comes the year 2015, and I begin to notice a new motivation forming. I want to write and produce a dark pop album that explores occultism, sexuality, and the gritty spirit of New York City. A new vision began to take hold, and with it, a new identity. Instead of presenting my physical self as MJ Dorian, I envisioned this androgynous dark entity with a gas mask and a leather jacket who would be the face of the project. The purpose would be to create songs which explore the darker aspects of human experience. And not only would I write and produce the music, I would also create a music video for each song and original ink illustrations as cover art for each track. Yeah, it was a mountainous labor of love, an all-consuming vision which I went to sleep thinking about and woke up thinking about. And it went on like this for years as I worked on the project. I believed in the work so much, it was like a life-affirming energy. But what I really want to convey with this retelling is the effect that this vision had on my creative output. It caused it to multiply and overflow. I noticed I was getting ideas in the car. I was getting song inspirations during 5-minute breaks at work. I was daydreaming music videos into existence. This ambitious vision motivated me daily and guided my creative output toward very specific ends. Until the album was completed, and all 8 songs with their videos and original art were released in 2019. And funny enough, it was exactly around that time when another vision began to take hold, and that one you're listening to right now, Creative Codex. If I had to put the vision of this show into one sentence, I would say it's this: a quest to understand and pay reverence to the nature of creative genius. This aim has guided the spirit of the show from the first episodes until now. Which brings us to our final question. How do you discover your vision? Well, it's going to take some listening. The Taoist meditation text, The Secret of the Golden Flower, calls this inward listening and inward looking. There's a small voice inside of you that sometimes asks for things. You can hear it when you strip away the distractions of your day, when you set your phone aside, when you walk in the park, or look out a window for too long. But you have to listen. You can also coax it out by writing in a journal, or by speaking openly to a good therapist. There are inclinations and directions that your inner world wants to move in. That place is teeming with life. Sometimes it takes courage to give it a chance, to pick up a brush, or buy a camera, or to say, I have a day off today, I'm going to start writing a book. That voice is the place where vision is born. If you need more clear direction, I recommend getting a journal or opening up a notepad on your computer and answering these questions. What activities or mediums am I most passionate about? What are my strengths in those activities or mediums? What subjects and styles do I find most engaging? What subjects and styles do I love creating in most? What's something the world needs? What's something I've never seen anyone do? And feel free to write as long as you want in the answers of any of these questions. I guarantee you, they will give you some valuable insights to reflect on. And even if they don't lead to a new vision immediately, the act of dialogue with your inner world will jumpstart something which will. In closing, let's recap. 1. All creative geniuses have a guiding vision which informs their work. 2. At times, a vision can shift. 3. Goals and visions differ. A goal is an end to the work. A vision is a guide for the work. The success of any great creative genius relies on both. You set your goals and you're guided by your vision. 4. A vision has a positive effect on the germination of ideas. When your creative impulses are united by a sense of direction, then inspiration visits you more often. And 5. Practice inward listening to that small voice inside. And thank you for listening. This has been Creative Codex, creativity tip number 23. If you enjoyed this tip and would like to hear all of the creativity tip minisodes, as well as the Red Book Reading series and the Kurt Cobain series, head on over to my Patreon at patreon.com/MJDorian. There you can access all of the Creative Codex exclusives for as little as the price of a cup of coffee. The link for that is also in the episode description. And I thank you in advance. If you'd like to send a donation to my Fancy Books Fund, I've included a link to the show's Venmo page in the episode description as well. The next full-length narrative episode will be Alexander McQueen, Part 3. Make sure you have the bell notifications on for that. You won't want to miss it. This is MJ Dorian signing out. Until next time, don't be afraid to have a vision.